You're listening to the Daidokoro Video Podcast. Hi, I'm Pat Tokuyama, and you're about to discover some of the tastiest ways to feed your mind, body, and soul. A pharmacist by training, you may know me as the founder of All Day I Eat Like a Shark, the food blog, YouTube channel, or as author of several Japanese cookbooks. If you desire to live a healthy life and are looking for a different way forward with a hunger for growth, then this video podcast is for you. Daidokoro is a Japanese term for kitchen. And I'm glad you're here. With each episode, we're going to be bringing clarity to your cooking by blending Japanese tradition and life lessons into bite-sized bits that even a shark would enjoy. Ready to make some magic happen? So why does your expensive matcha go stale so incredibly fast? Let's find out. See, matcha isn't just tea leaves, it's the entire leaf ground into a super fine powder. That gives it a whopping 100 times more surface area than regular tea. And all that extra surface area makes it incredibly fragile. It goes bad fast. So to keep it fresh, you have to know its four biggest enemies: light, heat, air, and moisture. Each one attacks your matcha in a different way. Your number one defense, a totally airtight container that blocks out all light. You're basically creating a tiny, safe little bubble just for your tea. If you drink your matcha pretty quick, a cool, dark cupboard is honestly perfect. But for storing it long term, you gotta bring out the big guns, the fridge. But watch out. There's a silent killer when you use the cold. Condensation. Open a cold tin and bam, moisture from the air instantly attacks the powder. So here's the rule. Let it warm up to room temp before you even think about it. Think about opening it. So how can you tell if your matcha's already gone bad? Just use your senses. Fresh matcha is electric green and smells sweet. Stale is brownish, dusty, and flat. So now that you know the secrets, is your matcha really living its best life? Thanks for joining us today from wherever you're watching or listening from. And if you haven't yet, it'd mean a lot to me if you could share your thoughts in a review on iTunes to let me know what you think of this new video podcast. Then I can take that feedback and make things better for next time. And I'd encourage you to share this with a friend or a loved one, because if you've gotten value out of it, chances are they will too. Want to try cooking Japanese food at home from scratch? Head over to alldayieat.com/aisatsu, A-I-S-A-T-S-U, to get started today. And if you're new here, make sure to check out alldayieat.com/daidokoro, D-A-I-D-O-K-O-R-O, for all the show notes, bonus materials, resources, and more.